Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were generally weak, except for the wheat futures, which rallied today. McCorn and soybeans both weaker to finish the 2013 year, as today's the last trading day for of the year. Is tomorrow the markets will be closed due to New Year's Day, and then we'll return to trading on Thursday. But we closed weaker across the board. If we look at what the different commodities did in 2013, the wheat really sold off and actually made the lowest price it's been in the whole year of 2013 today. Traded down to just below $6 in the March Chicago wheat. At the first of the year, at the first of January, it was up around $8.40. So that's a $2.40 sell-off for the year for the wheat. Chicago wheat, if you look at the Kansas City wheat, kind of the same picture, different prices. They got up to around $9 at the first of the year. And then today, closed down at $6.40 3/4. But made a low of $6.32 3/4 in the March contract. Now, if you look at July, which is the crop in the ground now, it's also sold off from the first of the year. It's about $6.42 at the close today. Much the same in the soybeans, the corn sold off for almost the whole year, near the lows now, and then soybeans have stayed steady.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Looking at various weather patterns over the next 2 weeks to 30 days, it looks like there's forecast for the whole month of January to be cold for most of the Midwest, below normal temperatures. Now, if you go out west to Arizona and California, normal to a little bit warmer than normal. But where they grow the crops here in the breadbasket, it's going to be cold. According to these latest round of forecast, precipitation looks like it's going to be normal. Up to this point, we've had normal precipitation. It looks like that's going to continue. Brazil, South America, normal temps, normal rainfall for both of those countries. Now, the last rainfall over this last weekend really helped crops out, and that's part of what's pressuring these grains. A lot of traders are watching those March soybeans as they close below $13 for the first time in a good while, and that should add to selling pressure or could possibly add to selling pressure. Here, we're waiting for it to hit that 50-day moving average right at 1290, which it hit at the close today. But we'll be watching that, and then we'll be watching what China's policies are going to be into buying grain, as they've been really strong over the year of 2013. Will they continue into 2014 with these large world crops? And if it does continue, will it be here in the U.S. or will they shift to South America in terms of their purchases? All will be seen in the next few weeks.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon. December live cattle were up a dime at 134.50. January feeders were down 57 cents at 166.70. And February lean hogs were up 45 cents at 85.42. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was up 4 3/4 cents at 640.5. Chicago March wheat up 4 3/4 as well at 605 1/4. In the row crops, Chicago March corn was down 1.5 cents at 422 even. And January soybeans were off 15 3/4 cents at 1312 1/2. And March cotton was off 2 points. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.